people still think that my only preoccupation is with adult literacy. My preoccupation is with literacy, not just exclusively adult. And it's very interesting because last year, in February, I was in New York with Peter Park and the Elsa, and a journalist from New York Times came to talk with me, and he used to speak fantastically Portuguese, very well. And I gave the interview in Portuguese twice this year. For me, and he said to me something interesting. He said that he had made a research himself in New York Times for 20 years. And he had discovered from time to time some reference to me in New York Times, but always as a specialist in literacy. And he said that for him it was right. The right time to say through the New York Times that I was not exclusively a specialist in literacy. And then he spoke about 2 hours, and he was honest. I don't know if some of you read. It was not an interview. He worked on the conversation we had. And some friends in the States sent me, like, CO4. And he was serious what he said. I was afraid that he could distort me, but not serious. But this is the first question that I am engaged in understanding education, as I said before, the complexity. Then I am interested in graduate schools, graduate course, undergraduate course, adult literacy, and kids, preschools, this is all these aspects of education touch me. I don't tell you that I know everything about all the, I know a little bit about some things in education, besides the things which I have done. I learned that. Second, when you ask me about the liberation of the oppressors of dominant classes, first of all, they don't feel oppressed, and they are not. That is, the dominant classes are dominant classes. They cannot liberate themselves, and it's very fantastic for me. They cannot liberate themselves from oppressing, precisely because oppressing is the main reason for them to live, for them to be. If there is no longer oppression, no longer exploitation, they no longer recognize themselves. This is why we have such a quantity. Of course, it's not just exclusively because of that, but this is why we have lots of people living in Miami, living in Cuba, living in Nicaragua, as well as we live in Brazil, if we have had already a good transformation in my country. Then, sometimes people ask me, why do you not write a pedagogy for the oppressors? I say, I don't write this book because I don't want to help them to become better oppressors. It really does not make sense. The only way we have to help the oppressors is, as I said last night in La Basica, is precisely to take out their power. But look, I would like to say something which seems to me very important to be said. What I want to emphasize, to say, is that it's impossible the conversion of the dominant class as such. It does not mean, nevertheless, that we don't have individuals belonging to the dominant class, which makes his or her Voltairean conversion. Individually, it's possible, but not as a class. For example, we have Marx. Marx was not a worker. He was an intellectual worker, a fantastic intellectual worker. Engels, on the contrary, Engels was son of a great industrialist. And it's the irony of history, because of the money of the father of Engels, Marx could stay for some time in a not so bad situation. Do you see, Fidel Castro was not a worker, as well as Guevara, as well as Amilcar Cabral. You see, that is, these people individually, for different reasons, in different moments of their lives, they make the Easter. They cross the world, the state, and they go to the other field. This is how I see the question. I don't know whether I answered more or less well your question, or if I left some dimension of your question is of the thing and thing. But this is how I think the problem. And also, it does not mean that I personally don't accept to have conversations with rich people. No, I have lots of good friends, rich people. We talk about the snowing, we talk about the vacation, the Caribbean, and so on. But what is impossible is to have a serious dialogue. Because I always say that dialogue just can exist between different and equals, not between antagonists. Between antagonists we have some pact. This is
it is about 12:15 now. We need to get lunch, and I know that Miles and Carla might want a break from all of us. If we're in agreement, perhaps the question was raised about meeting here this afternoon, because it's a little more quiet. Perhaps we thought the format for this afternoon, however, would be more in terms of a smaller group discussion that perhaps opportunity to reflect on the previous few days and then what we've heard this morning, with the possibility of tomorrow morning session with some of our reflections from those small groups as being the text for our discussion tomorrow morning. So we'd like to perhaps begin doing that as we move to lunch. You might want to start some of that. We have a number of press interests that might gel together, or just a sharing of the experiences we've had these last couple of days and how they might relate to our own. That would just be one thought. Does that make sense? Is that an agreement with people who have a chance to do that? This is our last chance with Miles, unless there's an opportunity, within the next day or so, thank Miles for being here. If there's a possibility of a further contact, So, if that's okay with folks, I'd ask you to start, let's go to lunch, and then, shall we come back here to break up in the small groups? Do you want to do that now?
Yeah.
We'll come back here at 2 o'clock then.